Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to DRAFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 9th, and this is LAX Council 12 volunteer Stephen Franco reporting. One final reminder that you are required to insert the FAA-mandated revision number 8 and complete the associated e-learning by 2359 local domicile time on August 9, 2011, tonight, in order to retain your flying qualifications and be in compliance with FAA regulations. The e-learning portion of this requirement is accessible from the United Learning Network, titled Revision Number 8, Summary and Assessment, catalog code FASW-FAO2011-08. Please give yourself plenty of time to insert revision number 8 into your FAOM while becoming familiar with the new procedures and completing the e-learning module. If you have any questions about revision number 8 or the e-learning, please contact your supervisor. Securing a new collective bargaining agreement focused on your priorities continues to be our number one goal. Since we began these negotiations, our community has confronted a number of challenges designed to destroy our solidarity. We, along with the other employees at United Airlines, are embroiled in drawn-out talks to reach new agreements. In fact, all of the labor groups at United Airlines find themselves in various stages of negotiations. It's worth noting that since all of these negotiations began in 2009, not one new contract for any work group is in place today. To compound our situation, we have been under unprecedented attack on the terms and conditions of our employment by another labor union. Despite these obstacles and challenges, we remain undeterred from our number one goal and seek a path forward that provides for an expeditious resolution to our current negotiations while providing us with a step forward towards a single contract negotiations. We are well positioned to implement a process based upon the National Mediation Board's expedited mediation program. In June of this year, the National Mediation Board, NMB, announced the establishment of an expedited mediation project. The purpose of this project, as described by the NMB, is to help address mediation disputes in a timely and methodical manner. In order for this endeavor to become a reality, all parties, AFA, UAL, the NMB, must agree to an expedited process that dramatically narrows the number of issues to be brought to the negotiation table. Further, there must be intensive mediation over a limited period of time with a set of aggressive mediation sessions with all parties dedicating the resources necessary to reach an agreement. Our solidarity remains key to reach an agreement in expedited mediation. If we view this endeavor as a stepping stone to approach and achieving incremental improvements in a path forward towards a single contract negotiations, we can move forward together while not losing sight of the opportunities we have worked so hard to achieve. As always, information on our negotiations can be found on our website. We find ourselves at a crossroad and ready to embark on an innovative process to reach a new contract. If all parties agree to an expedited mediation process, then we will have created a platform to change the dynamics in our negotiations and move forward to a successful conclusion of our current negotiations. We remain resolute in creating opportunities arising from the merger and moving forward to a new United Airlines. For over 5 years, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, has been working to secure alternate screening procedures for flight attendants through a program sometimes referred to as Crew Pass. From the onset of more intensive screening by the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, AFA has advocated for a process that would recognize flight attendants as known crew members and simplify screening procedures for us. AFA promoted and initially introduced the concept that resulted in legislation, which contemplates a process for flight attendants and pilots to bypass normal passenger screening procedures. Such a process would allow for a quicker crew transit time through airports, reduce congestion at checkpoints, and permit the TSA to focus on passengers rather than known and trusted crew members, flight attendants. Today in Chicago, the TSA implemented a joint test of known crew members programs for pilots. This test includes the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, the Air Transport Association, ATA, and the TSA. TSA officials verified the identification of pilots and their employment status using photos and airline data. The pilots then go through a lane reserved for them at each checkpoint without undergoing body scan imaging, pat-downs, and other screening procedures. If successful, the goal would be to expand it to all U.S. airline pilots. The ATA and AFA urged the TSA to act quickly and have strongly advocated including flight attendants in the expedited screening of all U.S. flight crews in the near future. This past Friday, we reported on a filing of MEC Grievance 3-11 regarding United's new charter coordinator position. We have received some questions regarding our union's opposition to United's using Special Assignment Flight Attendants, SAFA, to cover this responsibility. Section 4Q1 of our contract specifies the conditions involving Special Assignment Flight Attendants, SAFA. The job description for the charter position outlined by management is not related to the flight attendant position. The duties related to the charter position include catering decisions, maintaining team updates and departure and arrival times, responsibility previously performed by the staff planner, charter operation coordinator, not a flight attendant. Furthermore, during meetings to discuss our concerns, management believed the position could be filled by either a flight attendant or a customer service agent. There is specific SAFA language in our contract that outlines application, responsibility, and seniority. Because AFA does not believe this is a valid SAFA position, any flight attendant who chooses to participate in the program could be subject to potential seniority impact in consideration of a consistent application of our seniority protections, Section 4Q2, for entire membership. On Sunday, August 21st at 5 p.m., CEO Jeff Smyzak will be a keynote speaker at a Global Business Travel Association convention in Denver. AFA will join the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, in reminding CEO Smyzak that despite the rosy picture he loves to paint about the progress of United's merger, all is certainly not well among the hardworking employees of our airline. Most of the collective bargaining agreements still remain unresolved after becoming amendable several years ago. We join the pilots in sending a message that we will not sit quietly by while management continues to stall and delay. Management has utterly failed to negotiate satisfactorily with hardworking frontline employees while lining their pockets with profits and rewards. Picketing will occur prior to and during Mr. Smyzak's appearance. The date is Sunday, August 21st. The time will be 15:45. Meet at Stout in North Spear. Picketing from 1600 to 1730. The picket location will be at the Colorado Convention Center on Stout Street and North Spear Boulevard. In attire, you'll be in uniform. Please contact your local Denver Council office to our SVP and join us. Preparations for the scheduled August mediation session that will focus on reserve scheduling procedures and scheduling in general continue while we also proceed with work associated with the potential for expedited mediation. Expedited mediation requires a commitment from AFA, United and the National Mediation Board, NMB, in order to take place. While we continue to pursue a new contract and position ourselves for expedited mediation, please be sure to review the most recent issue of Negotiations NU mailed to your home this week. For a more in-depth weekly negotiations update, refer to our website and join the FAN, Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, or contact your local council office. That is all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.